Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We recently caught up with Anders Frieden, frontman of In Flames, as we celebrated last year's incredible album, Foregone. This first aired on Friday, May 3rd. Here you go.
A little over a year ago, Swedish metal rockers In Flames released their 14th studio album, Foregone. And by the end of the year, it was praised as one of the best releases of 2023. In fact, Loudwire named it one of the best rock and metal albums of the year. And now they are touring America throughout the month of May in celebration and in support of the record. And helping us celebrate Foregone right now is longtime frontman of In Flames, Anders Frieden. Anders, thank you so much for hanging tonight, man.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
So what runs through your head when you hear accolades like Loudwire or any number of other places naming Foregone as one of the best albums of last year?
That's great. I mean, it's always better to hear that your albums, people appreciate your music than they don't, you know? And so I'm grateful, you know, I don't take anything for granted anymore. I've been doing this for such a long time. And we had the COVID in between when you thought everything was, I mean, pretty much everything was gone. That's how it felt like, you know, you never knew what's going to happen. So yeah, to hear that, it's awesome. And great, you know.
Is it, I mean, as you say that, you know, is it kind of crazy to you to be here in 2024, you know, not just talking about In Flames, but talking about, you know, you guys still making significant, relevant, exciting music as a metal band? Is that weird for you?
No. Yeah, I mean, it depends on how you look at it. You know, I we've been around for quite a bit, you know, and, you don't know how long, what kind of road you're on, really. And I think I surpassed all my goals and my dreams in a sense. So yeah, that feels crazy. But at the same time, I'm in this, you know, bubble that is In Flames and it's moving, and I love to create. So there's no shortage of ideas or want to move forward. It's never been any pressure on our part, you know. We never had an outside pressures like from the industry to say, you know, it's time to do an album. We do it on our terms. So in that sense, I don't feel it's such crazy, but it's, you know, it is our 14th album. That's quite a bit, you know. And it's cool that people think it's sounds good, and that
lot of people said that it's kind of like a return to In Flames roots in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Did you feel that way? Like, as you guys were making it, did you feel like, oh man, this kind of feels old school or whatever you want to say?
No. Well, I mean, of course I listen to what people say, and I do interviews. So I hear this here and there quite often.
Yeah.
I stopped reading what people are saying online because it doesn't help me in any way. I hear that people say that, and it's difficult for me sometimes to relate, because I never felt that I ran away, you know, because I was this, the music we're doing is the music that we want to do. So it was never, oh my God, we're lost. What do we do? We can't find our way back. And all of a sudden here we are. We come back. Oh, how do we do that? Oh, by accident. It's not like that. But sure, we're known for melody and aggression. That's our DNA. And a lot of things were, I don't know, right place, right timing after the COVID times. And we were just super hungry and ready to do it, you know, and then things worked out. I don't know for some people, but I never felt that we're gone. I do when I listen to previous albums. I completely hear different things, you know. I don't think we've done the same album again and again and again, but that's in my book, that's what you do as a musician.
I was gonna say, man, 14 albums into three plus decade career, like you're gonna make different things, you're gonna sound different ways.
And you're gonna, you know, people that have been following you for a bit, maybe they fall off a little bit, they're tired, they want to hear something else, something new, and then they come back or they're gone forever. I mean, it's just, it's a natural development, but I get what people are saying, you know, and I think this album is heavier. I don't like to throw around the word heavy because sometimes say people say it's heavy when it's fast. And to me, heavy is some, it lies in the production, basically. And I think this production is more, it's heavier in that sense. I think it started with, we've done three albums now with Howard and his team in LA. And I think Battles was, in my book, a little bit too rock and roll, like laid back. And we found a little bit more of that edge on either Mask and on Forgone. It's pretty much where we want it to be. So, I can see what people say, but I don't agree. I don't agree with everything, but I hear what people say.
That's fair, man. That's fair. You had said that, you know, as we talk about, you know, being here talking about In Flames, still making new music, you mentioned that it's not crazy, but you know, it is wild that you've checked off so many goals and things like that you've wanted to accomplish, you've been able to. What keeps you pushing, like what keeps pushing you forward then with In Flames?
I just love music, man. I love being part of the scene, and that's what got me here in the first place. Went to shows, bought fanzines, tape trading, and a bunch of friends. We wanted to be part of the scene. We just don't want to be outsiders looking in. We want to be in it, you know? And I still feel that hunger and that passion. Like I want to create music, and I love being on stage. I love trading the energy with the audience. Love meeting fans who experience different things through your music, you know? And it's just awesome, you know?
What was that band or that moment where you're like, this is what I want to do?
I fell in love with Scorpions when I was 10. But then it was not, then it was the music and the scene, the big stage and all of that, you know, that was what got me into heavy metal. And then pretty quick came Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and all those bands. And then heavier and heavier music all the time. But I think it was a local scene in Gothenburg and getting into thrash and death metal. That was like, wow. And Creator was one of the first bands for me that I was like, oh, dude, I want to sing like that guy. I want to scream. So I think they were, the starting point of this.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, and as we talk about the, you know, In Flames being here, doing it so long, you know, those bands you named too. I mean, you know, we talk about Priest just released an album 50 years later. Sounding incredible, you know, and all these other bands still doing it. So I'm sure that keeps you energized too, just to see these people that influenced you or inspired you still doing it today.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And they are pushing it too. And being able to tour with these bands. I mean, that's one of those, as I said, dreams or goals, whatever, like we share stages with my idols, the ones that I worship. When I was young in Gothenburg, I went to see them, and then it was like to be able to be part of that was so far-fetched, you know, and then you are, and it's just amazing, and they still inspire me, and it's like you said, it's cool to see a band like Priest pushing it, you know. I usually bring up a band like Saxon, which I think is amazing, and then, you know, Biff is still fucking singing, you know, so good, you know. And they are doing great, and you know, of course Iron Maiden and those bands too. So yeah, man, it's awesome to see.
Listen, I'm right there with you, man. I mean, getting to chat with you is amazing. This is the first time we've caught up, and having Bruce Dickinson on the show or Rob Halford on the show, or we had Biff on the show too, talking about all that Saxon is up to. I mean, it's incredible to get to have those moments where you step back and you're like, man, these guys are still doing this. These guys that I grew up listening to, still doing it, still, you know, making relevant, important music.
And it's not just nostalgia either. It's not just, oh, you're so good, you're still doing it. You know, you're very
That's
old,
right.
but it's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
great that you're still going.
You're know, still alive, like
yeah. Yeah, no, they're still pushing the bar for their music, which is awesome. But then on the other side, I love to see new bands and upcoming bands and you know, being on this tour now, we have Gay Creeper and Creeping Death, and it's such a I love to have them with us because they are playing the sort of death metal that I got into, but with a new twist, and it's awesome to see that it continues and the underground scene or the scene in general is just filled with amazing band. We have this scene in Stockholm now where I live. It's you know, kids in their 16, 17 years old, and they play in this old school thrash music, like, you know, Sodom and Destruction and Creator, yeah, and all that. You know, it's so cool to see.
I love that, man. I love hearing that. You know, as you kind of look back, but also, you know, look forward, are you the type of guy, is In Flames the type of band that enjoys reflecting on the past? You know, this year marks the 30th anniversary of Lunar Strain. We're coming up on the 35th anniversary of the start of the band.
Yeah. Yes and no. I'm not so much about dwelling in the past, but at the same time, it's about acknowledging your history and appreciate your history, because without Lunar Strain, we wouldn't be here. Oh, so it's, of course, yeah. And those albums, all albums are important to us. But we're not a band that, we've never been a band that say, oh, let's take this album on the road and just play, celebrate this album for a whole cycle, because we could do that forever and ever and ever. And I don't want to be that band, not just yet. Maybe I will be in the, who knows, like later down the line, but I want to continue to push new stuff, but yeah, bringing in old stuff as well. But it, sometimes I feel it's too easy to just go down that road and be, I don't want to be a nostalgic act either, you know, for good or bad, I guess. Some people would love that, but I love the music. Don't get me wrong. I love our history. And I think it's awesome to, when we play live and we go back and play stuff from, you know, Colony or Just Race or whatever, Horacle, and play that next to tracks from Forgone, and they totally fit next to each other, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's that difference between whatever nostalgia or, you know, taking a trip down memory lane and, you know, still respecting the past, but moving forward, continue to move forward and push yourselves.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's wrong. People, a band can do whatever, and maybe I will be that band, but not right now, you know?
Yeah, no, I got you, man. So you guys are touring the US throughout the month of May. Celebrating Forgone, which is just going to be killer. We've got the full schedule, dates, everything at loudwire.com. And you have a bunch of European dates later on this year too. What else is on the horizon for In Flames?
Well, we're not going to do any festivals this summer. We decided to take the summer off, which is, I'm going to miss being on those festivals when they're happening. But right now I feel pretty good just being home. Relaxing. But we decided to do that and focus on 25 or 26 instead. We have some ideas of touring coming up, but so far it's the upcoming US tour. And then I think it will be a while until we're back in the US, to be honest. And then 25, we'll see what's going on, what's happening, you know, new music or more touring. You know, there are things in the works for sure.
Yeah.
Which I would love to announce right now, but you know how it is.
No, I get it, man. I get it. Anders, thank you so much. I just want to make sure that what you just said doesn't get lost, man, that you won't be in the U.S., for a while. So if you get the chance, even if you got a road trip, man, do not miss out on seeing In Flames throughout May, covering the country, celebrating Forgone. We got the full schedule.
Be early to check out Creeping Death and Gate Creeper. Awesome band. So
absolutely. Anders of In Flames, thank you so much for hanging, man. Again, the full schedule is on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com. Hopefully I'm going to have to make a road trip, but I'm going to catch you on the road soon. And we'll have to have you back on the show too, once you are able to announce some of those things.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for having me.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.